Well, good evening and welcome everybody to Eden Valley Watkins High School. It's the Central Minnesota Conference opener for the Pioneer girls basketball team tonight, taking on a very good Eagles team. Best team the Pioneers will face this season, probably. They are currently ranked fourth in the state in AA. Off to a 3-0 start. They do have one conference game under their belt. The Eagles were winners in Holdingford Tuesday night, 66-22. They've got a win by 17 over Litchfield to open it, and then a 12-point win at New London Spicer in game two, and then Tuesday winning by 44 in Holdingford. Tom Jansen, 22nd-year head coach of this very good Eden Valley Watkins team. First meeting of the year between these two teams. They will meet again coming up when the Eagles will make the trek to Piers on January 22nd. Eagles in their familiar navy blue with white letters and numerals. Pioneers wearing the road whites tonight. Pioneers are coming off a tough loss to a pretty good Royalton team on Tuesday at the MAC in Piers. Pioneers record now 1-2 on the season. They lost by 3 at Upsala, then they beat Bram by 4, and then lost by 5 to Royalton. So every game decided by less than 2 possessions here. They are 2 possessions or less, basically. 5 points, the highest margin win or loss so far on this young season for head coach Matt Pepping. Speaking of Matt, we'll visit with him on the pregame show as the Pioneers and Eagles are out on the floor warming up for tonight's CMC basketball game.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons over, I would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make the fall season a success. I would also like to thank all of our sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for the continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are all underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
All right, welcome back here to Eden Valley Watkins. The Pioneers just left the floor to the locker room for their final chat in preparation with Coach Pepping here. As the Eagles still warming up, as Tom Jansen, the head coach, strolls back to his bench area. We caught up with both head coaches before tonight's matchup. Let's visit, first of all, with Coach Pepping of the Pioneers. Joining me on tonight's pregame, he's coach of the Pioneer girls, Matt Pepping. And Coach, you get your first look at a conference opponent tonight with Eden Valley Watkins, but let's go back to the other night, a home loss to a pretty good Royalton team that girls battled right to the end against a very good opponent.
Yeah, I was proud of the effort, especially in the second half when we got down big. I thought they could have packed in the towel and lost by 20, but we came back and made it a game.
I was there. I was with the boys in Moorabool. What was the, you know, the Reader's Digest version of that one?
Just we made some turnovers and we kind of snowballed and then we fought back and then they missed some free throws and let us back in the game, but we just couldn't get over the hump.
Continue to see improvements, so although very early in the season, girls getting comfortable in game atmosphere.
Yeah, our younger girls are really, I mean, Emily Sabosky had a really good game that game. Hopefully she can play well tonight. She's battling the flu, so we'll see how it goes tonight with our young girls.
This will be the best team you face tonight in fourth-ranked Eden Valley Watkins.
Yeah, this will be the best team we face probably all year. So we're going to get a taste of what a really good two-way basketball is, and hopefully we're up for the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, there's no secret to what Coach Jansen's teams are going to do, that run-and-jump trap out you up front, try and get that blindside steal. They got Emma Schultz inside, Keekly, the Jansen girl. I mean, they're a very talented team at all over all five positions.
yeah, we're going to have to play really well and take care of the ball and then compress the game. Hopefully we can take time with our possessions and make it a 20 possession half instead of a 40 possession half. So if we do that, maybe we'll have a chance at the end.
Always an emphasis on guard play, but especially when they pressure so deep out front. And you've got young guards, and to see how they withstand that early pressure that you know is coming their way, how do they handle that? How do they recognize it? Just how do they adjust to it?
Yeah, we went over yesterday what they're going to do on the press, and hopefully we can handle it and just take care of the ball. If we turn it over less than 20 times, I'll be proud tonight.
And it's the start of a back-to-back night here. You go down to Little Falls, over to Little Falls tomorrow.
Yeah, that should be fun. Always fun to have a doubleheader and a little shorter bus ride.
Coach, good luck here tonight.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Coach Pepping with the Pioneers with us here on the pregame on You Are There Sports.
This is Brett McNeil, activities director at Minneapolis Edison and a 1985 graduate of Minneapolis North High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, we're almost ready to go here with tonight's matchup. Before we do so, let's visit with head coach Tom Jansen. Joining me now on tonight's pregame, he's Tom Jansen, coach of the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles. And coach, another great start for your team here. 3-0, a couple of big personal milestones for some of your girls. So very positive start to 2018-19.
Yeah, it has been. Girls have been playing pretty well to start the season, so that's been really good for our team. And Olivia and Emma certainly had reached milestones this past week, so each going over 1,000 points. So a lot of positivity in the gym right now. So it's been a good start, I agree.
Off to a good start in the conference, put a nice beat down on Holding Fort, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, and that's a combination of things that we played pretty good that night, and maybe they didn't shoot it quite as well as they usually would, and they had a girl get injured in the first half on their ball handler, so that maybe hurt them a little bit, so maybe not a true representation, but we're happy that the outcome the way it was.
You know, so much experience back, it's got to make your job as a coach a lot easier to have girls that you're not going over, okay, here's where we start, here's how we run this play. I mean, from the youth programs on up, they know the system when they get here.
Yeah, I think I was talking to some of our coaches' assistants, and it really feels to me, and I could be wrong, but it seems like our defense is like in about February form, and I think that goes back to this, their experience, and they're just, you know, they're really playing well, and they correct things themselves, and it's been a really fun, like a fun year to be in the gym. The girls are playing hard, they work hard, and they have great attitudes, so it's been a lot of fun.
Any surprising individuals that have kind of caught your eye that have said, oh, you know, she's going to be maybe more of a contributor than I thought?
You know, we expect quite a bit out of our four returning starters, and Sawyer's done a nice job, and then I think maybe our eighth graders are on a little bit quicker pace than I thought they would be. My concern was to get them ready, you know, mid-season or towards the end of the season, but they've had flashes doing some really good things, and they've been a little bit more consistent, so I think those three have been a bit of a surprise, I would say.
Well before Christmas already yet, but, you know, in your section, who looks to be the favorites?
I was just talking about that. You know, I think London and Litchfield are good. They're both very good. I think Minnewaska is pretty solid after that. And, you know, I don't know the rest of the teams in our section. have a, you know, what might happen. The South half, I don't know at all. Tracy Miller Ballot can graduate all those kids. So it's hard to say in the South half. But I think, you know, London and Litchfield are going to be very good at the end.
You see a young Pierce team tonight that's going to have some height, some young guards. But I think this is going to be one of the better teams that Pierce brings to this gym here in several years.
Well, you know, we're trying to be prepared all the time and the scouting reports and going through stuff. And, you know, a new coach and a lot of players that weren't on the floor that were last year. So, you know, I expect Pierce to be good, play hard. So we just want to come out and play as best we can and see what happens.
This is Pierce's last year in the Central Minnesota Conference. I've been doing this long enough where I remember Scotty Hendricks was in your seat over in the old gym, the wooden bleachers, and then they moved me up to the crow's nest, and now here we haven't always left with a real good feeling out of Eden Valley Watkins. A few times we've come down here and got some wins, but it's been a while, but these two teams have always played well against each other.
Yeah, this is 20 year 22 for me, and my first year was when Rick was, Shabuski was still coaching, and it was always fun to coach against him. He did a fantastic job, built a great program. And, you know, Pierce is a strong basketball town. Hopefully, you know, the two new coaches can keep building and keep developing. And I look forward to their success in the future, especially when they're playing against us.
Tom, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Rick. Right. Good to see you.
Tom Jansen, coach of the Eagles, with us on the pregame on You Are There Sports.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag. Fall harvest is in full swing, so please be patient on the roads with our farmers as they get their crops into storage before winter. We have great discounts on Crystalic tubs and Hubbard minerals for October and November, so call Lassrup or Little Rock for more details. Also, if you are one that needs to get your wood made before winter, swing into Piers and check out the huge line of steel chainsaws and accessories. If there's anything else we can help you with, call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Welcome back to Eden Valley Watkins. We've had the anthem and introduction. We had a nice ceremony before the game here as head coach Tom Jansen presenting game balls to his two players that recently went over the 1,000 career point mark, those being Olivia Keekley. She scored her 1,000th point on November 29th against New London Spicer. And she's just a junior, so she's got a lot more points in her. And then also scoring her 1,000th point on Tuesday night was Emma Schultz. And Emma's a senior, so back-to-back games, 1,000-point milestones for the Eagles. Here they come out on the court, as do the Pioneers, jumping center. Anna Taylor against Hallie Jansen. Pioneers will go left to right, Eagles right to left. The toss is made, tip controlled to Piers with Laura Skiba taking control quickly off to Alyssa Gertz. It's Alyssa Gertz, Courtney Strohmeyer, Anna Taylor, Rebecca Langer, and Laura Skiba, the starting five for Coach Matt Pepping. Quick, tight man-to-man, nothing new about that for the Eagles. Olivia Keekley, Olivia Schlepper, Emma Schultz, Sawyer Keekley, and Hallie Jansen. The first five on the court for the Eagles. There's a pass inside, denied, turnover. Back the other way, races Emma Schultz to the left perimeter, now backs off, guarded by Taylor. Langer comes out to defend on the point against Schlepper. Schlepper for Keekley, down on the low block. Schultz into the paint, kick out Jansen, three left corner, off. Rebound, Gertz races out of the pack. Tipped out of bounds from behind by Olivia Keekley. Possession stays with Piers at midcourt. No score, 46 seconds into the game. JV lost 33-28 tonight. Seventh grade won in double overtime. Eighth graders lost tonight. Over in the old gym. Here's Laura Skiba pushing it off to Gertz. Into the high post, Taylor. Taylor down to the right block, pulled away by Schultz. Ball rolls loose. Gertz is the first player to it to keep the possession alive. Langer No ability to get inside on a drive, so she comes back out front now. Courtney Strohmeyer back for Gertz, right side. Low post, double down low for Taylor, and the ball's on the floor, picked off by the Eagles. Pioneers have yet to get off a shot and turned it over twice. Left side, Eden Malley. Jansen, they leave Schultz all alone underneath. And Schultz has the game's first two at the 16-27 mark. Pioneers lost a defensive assignment there, and Schultz had an easy bucket. There's that trapping defense, almost creates a turnover, but the Pioneers able to get it into the hands of Gertz in the front court. Now Alyssa, back out for Courtney Strohmeyer. Pioneers coming off a loss at home by five to Royalton Tuesday night as Skiba finds Gertz. Left corner for Langer. Wheels and pivots around, now starts her dribble, finds Strohmeyer for an eight-footer, and Courtney hits it. Strohmeyer with the bucket to make it 2-2. Courtney at 10.3 points a game, 10 points a game for Alyssa Gertz, the top two scorers for the Pioneers through three games. Out top as Langer defends. We haven't had a stoppage for play yet other than a tip ball out of bounds yet. No fouls on the clock as Schultz finds an open Sawyer Keekley from the baseline for two. 4-2 Eagles. Pressure in the backcourt by the Eagles as Alyssa Gertz, the sophomore, runs into a trap at midcourt. Got it ahead, though, to Langer. Now for Skiba in front of the Eagle bench to my right. Back to Gertz, rotating it left side, Strohmeyer, quickly to Langer. That's a key against this Eagle defense, is quick ball movement, but losing the dribble, Langer leads to a breakout for Keekley. She'll put it up, miss. Skiba controls the rebound for Pierce, and a foul. There's our first foul of the game, and it comes right under the hoop as the Eagles try to trap Laura. And at the exactly 15-minute mark, Pierce will inbounds. Foul on Eden Valenwatkins, Olivia Schlepper. 5'7" senior Schlepper. I think I called her a junior during my talk about her 1,000th point. Here's a Skiba jumper. No, rebound tipped to the baseline. That might stay with Piers. Nope. I thought it might have been tipped by Sawyer Keekley, but they said a Pioneer touched it last, so Eagles take over, leading 4-2 with 14:45 to play. Hallie Jansen off now for Keekley. That's Olivia Keekley. Two Keekleys out there, Sawyer and Olivia. Here's Schlepper into the lane. Leans in, draws contact, and Schlepper will shoot a pair. Went right down from the top of the key to the right side of the lane for a layup try and got fouled. Foul on Anna Taylor, the junior forwards first. Pioneers first. At the line for two. And making the first is Olivia Schlepper to make it 5-2 Eagles. Schlepper just 2 of 3, now 3 of 4 early on in this season from the line, averaging about 4 a game. She's got 2 there. Successful trip to the free throw line. Eagles by 4, 14 and a half minutes to play, 6-2 our score. Gertz reverses course to get it across the timeline. Taylor tracks down a sideline pass but steps on the sideline. And Coach Pepping up says, calm down. There's no shot clock to worry about. Be patient. Feel the pressure. Know where it's coming from as the Eagles bring it across midcourt with Olivia Schlepper, 5'4 senior. Just to the left of the top of the key, Langer tries to fight her way through a screen by Sawyer Keekley. It frees up Schultz for a three. Little short. Tracked down the long rebound for Hallie Jansen in front of the Eagle bench. Skip pass to the right corner for Sawyer Keekley. Tries to go baseline. And we got a blocking foul coming on one of the Pioneers. It's Rebecca Langer. Langer picks up her first, team second. Stopping the clock at the 13:58 mark. Eagles lob in. Jansen gets loose and missed a bunny underneath. Rebound, Alyssa Gertz. Gertz pushes it left side for Strohmeyer. Back for Alyssa, right side now. Langer. Ball fake, gets her a screen from Skiba to the baseline. Cut off by Jansen, finds Strohmeyer on the left side. Here's a Gertz three, hits. Alyssa Gertz, top of the key, makes it a one-point game, 6-5. Quickly front court Eagles. Schultz rotates back to Schlepper. Neither team has made a sub yet. 4.5 minutes in. Cutting the lane, Sawyer Keekley draws contact. This is going to go on Laura Skiba before the shot. Laura picks up her first, third Pioneer foul. As a foul ruled to have been on the floor. Lob in, Schultz takes it with her back to the basket. Quickly to the right corner, firing away. Keekly comes up short, but Schultz quickly, alertly underneath. Missed another one underneath, did Sawyer Keekly. Couple of close range shots have come up empty as Strohmeyer working against Sawyer Keekly. Dribbles through the jump ball circle into the front court now for Anna Taylor. Back for Gertz, right side for Skiba. Pioneers can take their first lead with under 13 minutes to play in the half. Langer, left side Gertz, guarded by Sawyer Keekly. Strohmeyer will fire and just miss wide left. Inside, Taylor had boxed out, and Hallie Jansen's going to pick up the foul. Good inside position by Anna Taylor, creating that foul, and it's the second Eagle foul, first personal. And now we see 6'1 eighth grader McKenna Murley come in for Hallie Jansen. Eagles have long gone very young with their players. They've got several eighth graders that have contributed over the years, and we're going to see several of them tonight. And we've got one out there, and she's battling. This is Murley facing up. Looks like she's pretty athletic for a 6'1 eighth grader. Driving the lane and banking one in is Sawyer Keekly. And she's got four of the Eagles' 8 points. It's an 8-5 Eden Valley Watkins lead. Strohmeyer, right side. This is a Gertz three. That's a little long. Rebound, and Strohmeyer's going to pick up a foul. And Courtney's first, team's fourth. And now we're going to get Emily Sedlovsky checking in for Coach Pepping. And Emily will replace Strohmeyer. 12-16 to play in the half. Eden Valley Watkins 8, Pierce 5. 3-0 Eagles, 1-2 Pioneers. Eagles ranked fourth in Class AA. Runners up to Tracy Milroy Ballatin in their section final last year. Left corner now, Murley puts it on the paint, leans in on Skiba, got her own miss and went right back up, and Laura's picked up her second personal. 5 team fouls, and that'll bring in sophomore Emily Daler for Laura Skiba. And Murley is going to shoot 2 free throws. 4 points a game for Murley, and she rolls that one in. She's played in all 3 games. Now has scored 13 points this year, just an eighth grader. 9-5. That one was short trajectory, and it comes off the front of the rim, but winning the loose ball battle inside, now putting it on the floor, and a held ball. This will go to the Eagles. It's our first held ball since the opening tip, which was won by Pierce, so this time the Eagles will get it at the 11:54 mark. Doubleheader tomorrow night in Little Falls. Girls play at 5:45, boys at 7:30. Murley posting up off the inbound, short, rebound, Murley again for 2. And McKenna Murley has got 3. Just those long arms reaching over Daler to pluck off the rebound and dump it back in for her first field goal. It's a 5-0 run for the Eagles. Here's Sedlowski driving, dishing back. Gertz waited. Now Langer right side. Out top, Langer gives it off to Alyssa Gertz. Gertz holding, looking. Rotating front is Sedlowski again. Now Langer left corner. Rebecca into the lane, back out. Daler pushes it for Gertz. Murley closes down on her. Good job, Anna. Daler back to Langer left side. All on the perimeter passing right now for Pierce is Sedlowski. They're looking inside, but the Eagles are doing a nice job defending as Sedlowski went baseline, came back out to Gertz. Now they're back at the point. Now Daler stops, almost picked up her pivot foot, but got it off to Alyssa Gertz. Back to Daler, left side. 10:45 to play. A long half-court possession for Piers. Daler back to Sedlowski. Now for Alyssa Gertz. Gertz. Dribble drive down to the corner. Back out Daler. Sedlowski will launch over Murley, just wide left. And the rebound pulled away by Schlepper in the corner. Long possession comes up empty there for Piers. Pioneers were patient. Eagles are good defensively. Good pass inside, results in an easy bucket for Keekly. And Olivia Keekly scores 2. 13-5, and it's a 7-0 run for the Eagles. It was 6-5, and a travel on Alyssa. She got caught at midcourt. And the Eagles will bring Hallie Jansen back in. This time, Emma Schultz will come out. 10:08 to go, first half. Alyssa Gertz hit a three-pointer to make it 6-5. Since then, it's a 7-0 run for the Eagles. And we are at 10 minutes to play in the half. Jansen, ball fake. Right side now for Olivia Keekley. Baseline across the lane. Murley gets down on the floor to play it. Jansen lines up a three off to the right. Rebound. Gertz lost it, knocked away by an Eagle. It'll go over to Pierce. And now we get to Cora Iverson coming in for Rebecca Langer. Nope. Gertz is going to come out. Alyssa's got a little bit of a sore throat, not feeling 100%, so her energy level maybe not what it would normally be at, as now seventh grader Kylie Wytoszek will check in for the first time, replacing Anna Taylor. Eden Valley Watkins 13, Pierce 5, with 9:48 to play in the half here in Eden Valley Watkins. And the inbounds pass denied, tipped out by Olivia Keekley. Again, end line pressure by the Pioneers. They get it ahead to Sedlowski, and there's that backside help coming and knocking the ball loose, forcing a held ball. Pioneers have the arrow in their favor this time with 9:41 to play. Pioneers are on a long scoring drought here. Haven't gotten a lot of shots off tonight. Langer dribbles right side, stops, double pick up at the free throw line to get Iverson loose out top, but Jansen quickly defends through that. Hallie worked her way through that double screen to deny the three-point shot. Jump pass denied, tipped away. Loose on the floor, picked up by Sedlowski. Back to Iverson. Picked up her dribble. Now Langer at the point. Right side, Sedlowski, Iverson. Left side, Daler. Zone here by the Eagles. Right side, Sedlowski. Nice drive inside. Left hand use, missed it front rim. Rebound, Murley. Eagles looking to push tempo. Up ahead into the front court now, Merrill Keekley, give and go, and up and in. Olivia Keekley on the give and go, and it's 13-5 and a timeout taken by Coach Pepping.
Discover the design difference this holiday season. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. If you're searching for the perfect Verizon wireless gift for that special someone, you'll love shopping with us. Whether it's a new phone, tablet, iPad, or Apple Watch, we will make sure you get the customer experience you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff takes the time to make sure you get what you want without the pressure. Plus, we have all the accessories you need to stuff the stockings. So for a great shopping experience this year, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Timeout taken by Coach Pepping was his first as the teams retake the floor here. 8:57 to play in the first half. So we've played about half of this first half, an 18-minute first half. As Langer dribbles, nice behind the back into the lane. Off Wytoszek will fire from 17 and hit. Kylie Wytoszek drains one for her first bucket. And it's a 15-7. Langer now with a steal off for Iverson. And foul going up. Decora's going to shoot a couple. Boy, the Pioneers showing some spark out of the timeout. Eagle foul on Merrill Keekley. First on Merrill Keekley. Third team foul in the senior. Iverson to shoot two. Missed the first. Iverson has scored 2 points this year in three games. Into the lineup now comes Brielle Keekley. Murley sits. Olivia Keekley comes out as Whitney Jansen, another eighth grader, is in. That one off, rebound, Jansen. So an empty trip to the free throw line for the Pioneers. It's 15-7 Eagles, 8.5 minutes to play. This is Brielle Keekley. Off now. It's Emma Schultz driving, and that's why she's a 1,000-point scorer. She just knows how to get to the basket and finish. Four for Emma Schultz. Langer for Iverson, just shy of the timeline, now finds an open Sedlovsky on the wing. They work it down low, and Jansen swats one from Daler off. Big block by Hallie Jansen. I thought Daler was going to get an easy bucket, but then came number 22, Hallie Jansen. Two of Tom's daughters out there now, Hallie and Whitney Jansen. Sedlovsky challenges and traveled. She went baseline, but shuffled her steps, and with 8:04, the Eagles get it back with a 10-point lead, 17-7 here tonight. This is Whitney Jansen, left side. Now Emma Schultz in for Hallie Jansen, posting up, facing up on Wytoszek. Ball off to the right now to Whitney Jansen. Inside Schultz, blocked by Wytoszek. Kylie with the clean rejection. Up ahead is Iverson, left wing front court. Back to the point, Langer. 7:35 to go. 17-7 Eagles. Sedlovsky, Daler, quick rotation left side. Iverson, now Wytoszek behind the arc. Inside, denied on a pass. Langer down on the floor, and we're going to get a held ball this time to the Eagles. And the Eagles will send in Olivia Schlepper back and Sawyer Keekley. Merrill Keekley and Whitney Jansen take a seat on the Eagle bench. 7:20 to play, 10-point Eagle lead. They haven't scored in spurts tonight. They've slowly built this 10-pointer. Schultz down low, little 8-footer, turnaround, nice move, Hallie Jansen. Hallie with her first two of the night. Now all five starters for the Eagles have scored. It's a 19-7 lead. Iverson and Wytoszek. Now a blocking foul is going to come on Sawyer Keekley. It'll be her first, team's fourth, right in front of the Eagle bench. Stops the clock at 6:54. Here comes Amaya Rushlow in for the first time, joined by Alyssa Gertz returning to action. Iverson's coming out, as is Langer. Eden Valley Watkins 19, Piers 7. Sedlovsky triggers it into Gertz, right side. Starts her dribble. Looking for a Rushlow three, partially deflected and picked up under the hoop by Olivia Schlepper. Lead pass on a run out, Schultz for two. Six for Emma, 21-7. 6:35 to go. Rushlow, front court now, one dribble off to Gertz right side, defended by Olivia Schlepper. Back to Rushlow and Gertz. Corner right side, Daler at the end of the Eagle bench. Baseline drive, help defense comes over, forcing an errant pass. It goes into the stands. Emily tried a bounce pass, and there was nobody in the corner to receive. So that help jump out defense on the baseline created that one. 6:15 to go. Quickly left corner, Schultz inside. Jansen works her way free, missed it at the rim. Rebound foul, and this is going to go on the Eagles Schlepper, number two, chasing the loose ball, as Daler had gotten there first. Second on Schlepper, fifth Eagle foul, 6:09 to play in Eden Valley Watkins, 21-7. A 15-2 Eagle run here. Gertz fires it for Daler. Emily behind the arc left side, rotating high, now is Kylie Wytoszek. Wytoszek off for Rushlow, cuts. Defender fell, but Emily now will feed it off to Gertz. Rushlow sees an angle to the baseline. Eagles trap out of that, and it's plucked away by Hallie Jansen. Jansen leads the attack the other way to the right wing and stops. Holds it overhead. Now left side, Schlepper. Schlepper finds Schultz open for two again. Eight for Schultz, and they are working their way open inside and getting some easy looks. And Coach Pepping's going to use another timeout. The lead is now 16. Eagles 23, Pioneers 7.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Second timeout used by Coach Pepping. trying to sort out the defensive side of things as the Eagles crisscrossing through the lane and Pioneers losing some assignments. Getting picked off inside on screens, leaving players open, and the Eagles capitalizing. They've built their lead to 16 as Sedlowski dribbles it off the knee of Hallie Jansen at the scorer's table, so it'll stay with the Pioneers. Emily's also battling a little bit of a flu bug, so her gas tank not totally full either. Sedlowski looking to trigger. Coming out high is Alyssa Gertz. Wytoszek dribbles her way to the point. Now Gertz right side of the elbow. Cutting through the lane, not getting the ball. Rushlow, she goes to the corner. Left side, Sedlowski tries the lane, cut off, back out front to Daler. One dribble, Rushlow. Back to Sedlowski. 5 minutes to go in the half. Wytoszek. Now Daler and Gertz. Left side, Rushlow. Skip pass right side, finds Wytoszek on the right wing. Ball fake inside, not there. Back to Daler, left side. Now Gertz takes over at the point. Right side, Rushlow drives by a defender. Stops, tried to push it inside, knocked loose. Coming back the other way is Olivia Keekley. Jansen filling the lane right side. Looking to go to the corner for Keekley. Keekley skips it across the way for Brielle Keekley. And a foul's coming on the Pioneers. I believe Emily Sedlowski will be called on a foul here. That is the first on Emily. Team foul six, and we get Langer in for Rushlow. 4:26 to go until half. 23-7 Eagle lead. A long dry spell here for the girls appears. Jansen, left corner. Daler defending into the post. Backed off was Schultz. Keekley, free throw line. Olivia shot and swishes through. Olivia Keekley's got six. And it's a 25-7 lead. Pioneers need a bucket here. Instead, they throw it away to Schultz against pressure. Emma leads a 3-on-2. Down low, turnaround in the lane. Jansen a little short. Rebound pulled away by Gertz up the left sideline. 3:50 to go. Into the lane. Daler goes up and under. Missed it, though. Wytoszek lost the rebound inside to Keekley, and the Eagles racing back. Keekley up the Eagle side of the floor now. Left side for Hallie Jansen, guarded by Sedlowski. Schultz posting up on Wytoszek. Back to Jansen, cutting. Open look, right side. Brielle Keekley missed it. Wytoszek. And the ball poked away. It'll go to Piers. Iverson and Taylor return. Murley back in. Also returning, Whitney Jansen. And joining the fray is Olivia Schlepper. And now Skiba comes to the scorer's table. So I think both teams traded out three players. They did it at staggering intervals there. As Langer takes the inbounds, pushes it to Iverson. Front court now for Gertz. Back for Decora. Back to Gertz right side. In front of the Eagle bench, Langer. Drive and dish back to Taylor. Now Skiba, 3:15 to go. Gertz stopped her dribble. Back out. A lot of one dribble and stops, and that's where you get yourself in trouble because then you can't do anything with it. As Iverson will get an open look and drain a three. Pioneers needed that one. First points for Decora tonight is a big three to make it 25-10. Here's Murley posting up inside, kicks it. Schultz, she'll try a three and hit it. Emma Schultz already with 11. Front court, Murley picks off an errant pass. 28-10 after that Schultz three. She's got it in that spot again, left corner. This time she goes into the post. Murley kicks it out for an 18-foot look by Whitney Jansen, lefty, and comes up short and out of bounds. We're down to 2:21 left in the half. Gertz takes it from Iverson and uses the left-hand dribble. Now stopped. Looking for help, Langer at the jump ball circle steps across the timeline. Now for Skiba. Skiba well out on the floor. Back for Alyssa Gertz. Left side, Iverson. Rotating high is Taylor. Left side, Langer. 2 minutes to play. They weave it out front. Skiba again to Iverson. 28-10 Eagles. Gertz into the lane. Back for Langer. Langer drives. Iverson from just inside the arc. Little short. Rebound Schultz. Head on a swivel as she comes up court. Left wing. Point now for Whitney Jansen. And the right side pass into Murley at the free throw line. Cutting back door was Whitney Jansen, denied by Anna Taylor. Ball still in play, though. Deflected by Skiba into Taylor's hands. 1:25 to go as Langer pushes ahead for Gertz. Gertz drives and has it blocked. Murley picks it up off the window. McKenna Murley. Front court for Schlepper. Here's Keekly, baseline, kick out. Three-pointer, top of the key. Rebound underneath, Schultz. Works her way inside, missed it against Taylor, but the Pioneers couldn't corral the rebound, and it's off Iverson, as Hallie Jansen will return, as will Merrill Keekly. Coming out are Olivia Schlepper and Whitney Jansen. 1:02 to go until halftime. We'll take a look at the other games tonight on a Thursday night in high school basketball. Schultz takes the inbounds, challenges on Taylor, turnaround, banks it in. Emma Schultz has got it going tonight. 13 first half points for the senior. 30-10. Iverson, and there's a lazy pass. It's picked off for an easy layup for Merrill Keekly. Pioneers have started to unravel a little bit against pressure now as a double team forces another held ball. This time the arrow to Pierce with 40 seconds left. About the first 8 minutes, the Pioneers handled it well, but it has taken its toll here in the last 10 minutes or so. 32-10. Pioneers just looking for a positive finish to the half. Langer and a kickball will be called against Hallie Jansen. And they'll inbounds from the sideline with 33.7 seconds to go. Decora will have the honors to throw it in with no pressure, nobody defending the ball. Langer takes it. Rebecca hands it off to Alyssa Gertz. Used up her dribble, pass inside, denied by Schultz. Here comes Jansen, lead pass ahead to the trailing Keekly, and a travel, a little extra pass, and they turn it over. Like to see the extra pass, but Merrill Keekly shuffled the feet. Pierce now has 20 seconds to work with. Gertz picked up her dribble in the backcourt to Langer. 17 to go. She steps across the 10-second line. Gertz near the volleyball 10-foot line. Now right side Iverson with 9. Left side Langer well behind the arc. Free throw line. Taylor has her shot blocked. Skiba comes up and just flips it at the basket and will draw contact with 2 seconds left, and a foul is called, sending Skiba to the line. And that foul is going to go on Schlepper, which is number 3 on her. 2 shots for senior Laura Skiba. That one around and around and off. No good. Pierce 0 for 3 from the line in the half. Just 2.3 seconds on the clock as the Eagles and Pioneers wind down the first half here in Eden Valley Watkins. That one is up and off to the left. Murley will track down the rebound. You're going to hear the horn as Jansen gives it a heave and just missed off the iron. That would have counted. She hit the rim from three-quarter court. But the team sprint off the court with the Eagles up big in Eden Valley tonight. It's Eden Valley Watkins 32, Pierce 10.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, halftime. It's Eden Mallee-Watkins leading 32-10. It was 6-5 at one point after an Alyssa Gertz three, but at that point on, 26-5, push to end the half for Coach Tom Jansen's squad. Let's give you their scoring totals. Emma Schultz pacing the way with 13. After that, pretty well balanced. Olivia Keekley's got 6. Sawyer Keekley, 4. McKenna Murley has 3. And then Olivia Schlepper, Hallie Jansen, and Merrill Keekley, 2 points apiece, playing but not scoring in that half. Whitney Jansen, Brielle Keekley. Not a lot of free throw shot in that first half. It moved rather quickly. Eagles made 3 out of 4. 2 for 2 for Olivia Schlepper. 1 of 2 for McKenna Murley. Only player in the game that has some foul trouble to worry about is the Eagles' Olivia Schlepper. Senior guard picked up 3 in the first half. After that, just 1 apiece on Sawyer Keekley, Hallie Jansen, and Merrill Keekley. Eagles did not need to use a timeout in that first half, so Tom Jansen has his 5 still at his disposal. For the Pioneers, a couple of 3-pointers in the first half. The tie for team-high scoring honors. Alyssa Gertz has 1. Decora Iverson has 1. And then Courtney Strohmeyer and Kylie Witoshik with 2 points apiece. Pioneers went 0 for 4 from the line. Couple of misses for both Laura Skiba and Decora Iverson. 2 fouls on Laura Skiba, 1 apiece on Rebecca Langer, Anna Taylor, Courtney Strohmeyer, and Emily Sedlovsky. Coach Pepping used 2 of his timeouts, 3 remaining in the second half. When we come back, look at the other games going on, both on the boys and girls side. It's Eden Mallee-Watkins in front, 32-10 over Pierce at halftime.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Brandle Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cindy Shaw, Century 21, City of Pierce, Compeer Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Emla Grenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Premisberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HenniganInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Piers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good.
All right, let's give you a quick rundown of girls basketball action around the area tonight. A couple of other non-conference games involving CMC teams. You've got Kimball playing in Dassel-Cacado, and the Maple Lake Irish are at Malacca. This is the only head-to-head conference game tonight. Benson's at Sauk Center. Melrose is playing at Bold. Bertha Hewitt is in Swanville tonight. Mora Mustangs are at home against Spectrum. Duluth East is down in Ricori. Brainerd at Sauk Rapids Rice. You've got Wadena Deer Creek in Parker's Prairie. Park Rapids is visiting Staples Motley. And Aiken is playing at nearby Crosby Ironton. Just some of the girls' basketball games going on tonight. On the boys' side, St. John's Prep is at Painesville. Kimball at Upsala. The only two CMC teams in action tonight. Albany's at New London Spicer. Spectrum's at Foley. Onami is at Bram. Malacca making the trip up to Hinckley-Finlayson. Ricori's at Alexandria. Tech cross town at Apollo. And Osakis is home to Atwater Cosmos, Grove City. Some wrestling matches to keep an eye on. And speaking of wrestling, we'll have Paul Bunyan individual tournament action Saturday from Brainerd when the Pioneers open up their season Friday night. It's a two-day tournament, Friday night, Saturday. We'll have the Saturday portion of it covered for you here. We'll have the Little Falls Piers doubleheader tomorrow night. But Saturday, I think it's starting at 10 in Brainerd Saturday morning. So coverage, we usually get out of there around 5, I think. But in wrestling tonight, keeping an eye on the try up in Perham, the Yellow Jackets, the heavy favorites in 8-2A. They're entertaining Bemidji and Thief River Falls tonight. Still haven't gotten used to watching those teams in 8AA, but we learned to keep an eye on now the Purhams and the Thiefs and the Detroit Lakeses. Speaking of DL, they are joining Sauk Center Melrose down in Benson tonight, so they had a little bit of a bus trip. Bold and Kimball are wrestling at ACGC. Alexandria's got a duel in Brainerd. Malacca and Rush City Bram going at it tonight. So both teams now out on the court after the halftime youth tournament, our youth action finished up. So Pioneers will now be going right to left. Eagles left to right. It's 32-10. Eden Valley Watkins leading over Pierce. Second half action coming up from Eden Valley right after this.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag. Fall harvest is in full swing, so please be patient on the roads with our farmers as they get their crops into storage before winter. We have great discounts on Crystalick tubs and Hubbard minerals for October and November, so call Last or Little Rock for more details. Also, if you are one that needs to get your wood made before winter, swing into Piers and check out the huge line of steel chainsaws and accessories. If there's anything else we can help you with, call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
All right, second half action has just gotten underway. First possession to the Eagles. They work it down low. Hallie Jansen back out front. Schlepper will drive, wrap around for Jansen. Little trouble controlling it, so she'll come back out. Schultz three, good. Emma continues to light it up. 16 for senior Emma Schultz. She was a girl that just went over the 1,000-point mark Tuesday in Holding Ford. She's added to that total tonight. Langer gets deep, finds an open Skiba for two. No, rebound pulled away by Skiba. Boy, they let him hold on to that ball for a while. Now it's poked away, and the Eagles get it right back. Jansen up the side. Stops in front of the bench. Cutting through the lane, getting the ball is Keekly. Four-footer in the lane, got it. Olivia Keekly's got eight. And the first four of the half have gone to the Eagles to make it, first five of the half, 37-10 now. Strohmeyer, Langer, and there's a steal on the defensive end for the Eagles by Keekly. Stepper on by Schlepper, layup. Schlepper's got four. Pioneers really turning it over way too often, but trying to settle it down, and as I say that, they throw it again into a passing lane. Picked off. Here comes Olivia Keekly. Inside, Schultz spins it in again. Emma Schultz has 18, and Coach Pepping, timeout. 9-0 run to start the second half, just a minute 40 in. It's now 41-10 Eagles. Back after this.
Discover the design difference this holiday season. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. If you're searching for the perfect gift for that special someone, you'll love shopping with us. Whether it's a new LG 4K TV, GE appliance, Bluetooth speaker, headphones, or Verizon phone, we have what you need at the prices you want. Plus, we have tons of accessories and gadgets to stuff the stockings. So for a friendly, no-pressure shopping experience this holiday season, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Hoheisel Spray Foam, Holy Trinity School, Horizon Health, IP Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Johnny C. Sports Bar, Kenko Drywall, Ken's Cans, Kurtz Furniture, Lakes Printing, Lashes Auto Center, Lipke's Veterinary Service, Little Falls Radio, Lochner Plumbing, Lloyd Lumber, MP Barrett Trucking, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Modern Farm, Northwoods Gutter, Patrick's Bar,
Piers Family Dentistry, Piers Ballroom, Piers Commercial Club, Piers Co-op, Piers Eye Care, Piers Fire Department, Piers Foods, Piers Lions, Piers Sanitation, Piers Service, Piers Subway. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
All right, back to Eden Valley Watkins. The Pioneers commit an Anna Taylor foul, battling for a rebound off of Laura Skiba free throw line high miss. So Anna gets her second, first team foul of the half. It's 41-10. Schultz again, this time from the corner, and the Pioneers trail 44-10. And it's a 21-point night for Emma Schultz. Strohmeyer, left wing, off balance, is going to travel. Eagles will get it near the Pioneer bench. Pioneers right now with Langer, Gertz, Strohmeyer, Taylor, and Skiba. But now Strohmeyer's coming out, and Iverson is checking in. The Eagles have this personnel on the floor. Olivia Keekley, Olivia Schlepper, Emma Schultz, Sawyer Keekley, and Hallie Jansen, their original starting five, up by 34. Left corner, Schultz, baseline, pull up, whistle, 3 seconds is the call. I think that's the first time I've seen that call this year. So the Pioneers will come back with 15-20 and counting. This has got all the earmarks of a running time game here as a dribble drive foul is committed. Langer is fouled before the shot. Eagle foul charged against Olivia Keekley. First personal on Keekley, first team foul of the half on the Eagles. Gertz looking to find somebody. Pioneers now will track it down if they can in the backcourt, but it's tipped away as a foot race was on between Langer and Olivia Keekley, and Keekley pushing the ball ahead couldn't retrieve it, and it goes out of bounds in the backcourt to Piers. Langer into the front court now, coming up on the 15-minute mark. Here's Gertz. Gertz, pass picked off out front. This is Keekley. She'll slow now. Now find Jansen on the trailer and bank it in. Hallie Jansen's got four. Good delayed break there by the Eagles, and it's 46-10. 14:45 to play. Here's Skiba looking for an opening. Into the lane, stepping in with Schultz in front of Langer, and another turnover, lead pass ahead. Keekley circles back. Jansen puts up a three. That's short. Rebound put back. Keekley rattles it in. 10 for Olivia Keekley. Timeout, Coach Jansen. 14:25 to play. Emily Daler will be on the court when we come back.
This is Jesse Dance, Olympic gold medalist and a 2010 graduate of Stillwater High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Member FDIC. Go Pioneers.
All right, Coach Jansen using the timeout to get new players in. 14:25 to go. Eagles lead it big, 48-10. Pioneers have also changed some players. Emily Sidlowski's now in there. Emily Daler's out there. Amaya Rushlow, Decora Iverson, and Kylie Witoshik. Rushlow, top of the key now for Daler. Finds Iverson coming around. Left-hand dribble drive back to Witoshik. Kylie, left side Sidlowski in front of the Pioneer bench. Daler holds it, and threw it behind a cutting Rushlow. Little indecision, miscommunication. And with 13:58, the Eagles get the ball back. This is eighth grader Whitney Jansen to the right side for freshman Lindsay Wurz. Now eighth grader junior Merrill Keekley inside to eighth grader McKenna Murley. And finally, eighth grader Brielle Keekley. That's how young this five is out there. As a drive and miss put up by Merrill Keekley. Into the front court, Sedlowski to Rushlow, left corner. Three eighth graders, a freshman and a junior out there for the Eagles right now. Rushlow to throw it in. Amaya's a junior. Senior Iverson comes to the ball. She's got it in the left corner. Back to Rushlow. Right wing, our left wing. Out to the jump ball circle where Sedlowski will yell out the offense. Gives it off Iverson. Nice ball fake to get her inside. She'll float one up and come off the rim. And the rebound's controlled by McKenna Murley. 13 minutes left. Front court, Merrill Keekley. Left wing back out top for Whitney Jansen. Lob down low, Murley. Murley goes across the lane. Missed rebound. Loose inside for Iverson. Pulls it away from a pair of Eagles underneath. Front court. Tip ball results in a turnover, and racing the other way is Jansen. Stops right side of the lane, and her pass inside deflected out. Stays with the Eagles at the 12:41 mark. Eagles are off until next Friday when they welcome in BBE. That should be a good ball game. Double dribble called on the wing on a dribble by junior Merrill Keekley. Gives the ball back to Pierce. Pioneers have less than 24 hours to go before they suit up again. They'll be in Little Falls tomorrow night. 5:45 for the girls, 7:30 for the boys. Both games here on You Wear Their Sports. Maya Rushlow has it knocked away. And it'll stay with Pierce midway between the scorer's table and the Pierce bench to our left. Rushlow to throw it in. Amaya finds Decora Iverson on the wing. Back now to Sedlowski. Quickly for Daler. Right corner. Rushlow. Ball fake. Back to Iverson. Left side. Good ball movement here. And Sedlowski is pushed as she drove baseline. This one I think is going to go on Whitney Jansen. Number five. It is. Whitney, 5'7", eighth grader. Picks up her first, team second. 48-10 Eagles. Sedlowski inside, found Daler somehow inside, and a held ball as Emily went up. Pair of hands wearing blue uniform tied her up, alternating possession to the Pioneers. 12:10 left. Rushlow inside. Wytoszek going up is fouled by Merrill Keekley. This will be a shooting foul for Kylie Wytoszek. Second on Merrill Keekley. It's the third Eagle foul of the half. And shooting a pair is Kylie Wytoszek. 2 points tonight for Kylie. That one is good. Give her three. Ties her for the team high tonight now, and that tells you just how many few points the Pioneers have. They've got 11. Gertz has three. Iverson three, and now Wytoszek with three. The other two belong to Strohmeyer. That one is off the back rim. Rebound for Lindsay Wurz. 48-11 now. A midcourt steal by Rushlow or Sedlowski. Sedlowski finds Amaya at the top of the key. Down to Wytoszek on the left side. Kylie back out front to Emily Sedlowski. Closely defended there by Brielle Keekley. Rushlow, nice pick and roll inside. They get it down. Nice step around by Daler for a bucket. Best play of the night offensively for Pierce as Sedlowski and Daler worked a nice two-girl play. First points for Emily tonight. 48-13, 11.5 to play. Left wing now. This is Whitney Jansen. Jansen's pass inside. Got through to Murley after a tip. Now it's rolling to the corner, and the Eagles throw it away. Right now the margin is 35, which is the 38th parallel for running time at the 9-minute mark. 11-10. We would be still just over 2 minutes away from that possibly going into effect as Rushlow out for Daler. See if the Pioneers can get a little push together and avoid that. Never like that, have that happen. Under 11 now as Daler tips the pass away. She collided with Murley who gets up and may have taken a little bit of a shot to her lower lip. Referee comes over to ask if she's okay and if there's any blood. She says, okay, no blood, play on. 10:56 to play in Eden Valley Watkins tonight. 48-13 Eagles. Well on their way to a 4-0 start. Ball handling to the point is Brielle Keekley. Pass inside, denied and stolen by Wytoszek. And here comes Kylie. Stopped at midcourt, lobs ahead to Sedlowski. Sedlowski back for Wytoszek. Left side three, good. Kylie hits the three. And it's a six-point game for Kylie Wytoszek tonight. Now she tips the ball into the bench. We're going to see Strohmeyer, Gertz, Langer, Taylor, and Skiba. Five new players in for Piers as that group gets a nice hand from parents and fans and younger program players as they come off. Now we're going to get a moving screen on the Eagles. Somebody tried to pick off Strohmeyer, and it's going to be on Lindsay Wurz. It'll be her first, team's fourth. Right out at midcourt in the open, pretty easy to spot. 48-16 with 10:25 to go. Skiba sets a solid screen. Langer couldn't do anything with it. Now Taylor with the left hand gets it to go inside. A little drop step lefty and a Taylor's first point. 48-18. Coming up on the 10-minute mark. Into the low post. Murley facing up from the line. Puts her shoulders down. Leans in. Missed it off the rim. Langer rebound ahead. Taylor is traveling as passed just a little out of her range as she finally got to it. Her feet shuffled. Now Coach Jansen's going to bring his five back in. So just like that, both starting units are back out on the court with 9:56 to play. Eagles 48, Pioneers 18. It's really the first of the four games the Pioneers have played this season where it hasn't been a pressure-packed, close situation. Corner shot, Jansen, a little bit off target. Rebound battle for held ball, Eagles possession. The margins of victory in the three Piers games so far have been 3, 4, and 5 points. So every possession has been important in every game. Tonight, this lead has been as many as 35. Right now it's 30. 9.5 minutes to play. Eagles work it down to Sawyer Keekley. High post, Jansen turns to face. Back left wing for Olivia Schlepper. Cross the way, almost stolen. Got through to Sawyer Keekley. Down to the baseline. Back to Jansen. Skip pass off. We'll get a look for Olivia Keekley. She'll hit. It's 12 points tonight for Olivia Keekley. 50-18. 9 minutes to play as Gertz finds Langer in the left corner. Rebecca comes back out top just inside the circle behind the free throw line. Gets it to Taylor who comes up short. Rebound coming the other way with Schlepper. Lead pass finds Schultz on a breakout. Emma's got two more. 23 for Emma Schultz tonight. 52-18. 8:40 left. Langer. High screen from Taylor, who peels to the basket, doesn't get the ball. Instead, it's fired back. Strohmeyer will put up a three, a little bit short. It's going to go out of bounds over to the Eagles. 8:28 to go, 52-18, Eden Valley Watkins. Back the other way, across midcourt comes Olivia Schlepper. Now Sawyer Keekley back to Schlepper, right side. For Olivia Keekley. Cross the lane, Sawyer Keekley. Baseline left, no. Rebound, Schultz tipped it out front, and Gertz got bumped. This is going to be on Olivia Schlepper. That'll be four on her. Fifth team foul of the half. 8:12 to go. The Eagles take over, trailing 52-18 in Eden Valley Watkins tonight. The final trip here to this gymnasium as a CMC member for the Pioneer Girls program. Of course, the Pioneers head to the Granite Ridge next year. Foul as Skiba got it down low and went up with a shot. The foul will go on Emma Schultz, her first, team six. That'll get Laura a chance to score. Note they're going to say before the shot, so Pioneers will set up an inbounds play. 7:59 to go on the clock, and a traveling call. They're going to say Gertz went to go to Strohmeyer and then realized that the defender had closed that down, and she kind of went out and caught the ball again. And as she did so, her momentum crossed the baseline. So that's a violation. And the Eagles get the ball back. Inside, Schultz fouled by Skiba. Skiba with her third, only the second Piers foul this half. 52-18, 7:48 on the clock. Baseline left into Hallie Jansen. Couple of dribbles, skip pass to the wing. Now out to the point works Olivia Schlepper. For Keekly, back to Schlepper. Left side, Sawyer Keekly. Point for Olivia Schlepper. Olivia Keekly. Sawyer Keekly left wing. Baseline Schultz. Inside pass denied and stolen. Good help defense by Anna Taylor. Langer finds it inside to Skiba. And Skiba traveled as she shuffled backwards. 7:19 to go. Back the other way. Olivia Schlepper. Midcourt with 7:15. Right-hand push pass to the wing. Finds Sawyer Keekly. Langer knocked the ball loose, but Keekly retrieves. Quickly left corner for Olivia Keekly. Now Schultz is going to be called for a travel as she tried to maneuver her way along the baseline. Strohmeyer will inbounds with 7 minutes to go. Alyssa Gertz receives. Walks it to midcourt. Coach Pepping signals the play. Holding up three fingers. One dribble for Langer. Rebecca, backdoor cut by Strohmeyer. Loose ball on the floor. Gertz goes down to pick it up. Then knocked out of her hands, and we got a foul coming one way or the other. And this is going to be a 1-1 for Alyssa Gertz. The foul is called on Sawyer Keekly, her second, seventh team foul. So bonus for Alyssa Gertz. Alyssa has 3 points tonight. She is 10 of 19 this year from the line, 52.6%. Sophomore missed. Rebound in the corner for Jansen as she leads the break the other way. Quickly to the corner, Schultz three, in and out. Rebound tipped, who touched it last? Referee says it's Piers ball with 6:34 left. Skiba, Langer, Gertz, Taylor, and Strohmeyer for Piers. Keekly, Schlepper, Schultz, Keekly, and Jansen for the Eagles. The original starting fives. Not going to finish the game. I would guess coaches are close to making their changes. Loose ball knocked away again. We'll get a held ball to Piers at the 6:16 mark. Again, the girls play at 5:45 tomorrow night at Little Falls. Then the boys game about 7:30 or however long it takes after that girls game is finished up. The give and go between Strohmeyer and Gertz is knocked loose. It'll stay with the Pioneers. Touched last by an Eagle defender. Alyssa Gertz the throw in from the right wing. Strohmeyer faked the handoff, cuts baseline, and then got trapped and lost the ball to Schultz. Schultz started a sprint up court, now slows it, and here comes five Pioneers to the scorer's table, as we thought. Coach Pepping will make those changes. Down low, Schultz, baseline, inside, cutting. Jansen can't go, got her own rebound, up and in, and a foul. Jansen with the bucket to give her six, and she's got a chance now to put this one to running time. Jansen for one, the foul called on Langer, her second. Well, they've got running time going. I thought it was 35 points. Well, it is 36 points now, so my math, not good. A 36-point margin, that bucket put it into running time. So the clock is running. With Jansen shooting one as the Eagles also changing personnel except for Hallie. She misses. Kylie Wytoszek pulls down the rebound. Coming up on the 5-minute mark is Iverson, Sedlowski, Wytoszek, Rushlow, and Daler are now out there for Piers. Here's Amaya right wing, defended by Merrill Keekly, knocked out of bounds by Merrill. And now Jansen will come out for the final time and Jayla Umana will make her first appearance. So both coaches going to get everybody that dressed into the ball game tonight. Umana was the last player not to see action. 4:35 to play in this one. Only thing to be determined is the final. As Wytoszek doubled in the low post, finds an open Daler for three. Emily Daler from long range. That's five tonight for Emily, 54-21. First made three and attempt of the year for Emily. 54-21, 4:10 to play. Umana, left side, Keekly. Back out front to Merrill Keekly. Now Whitney Jansen, Umana, Murley posting up. Good job by Daler forcing her off the low block and well out onto the floor. Now it's Brielle Keekly out front with 3:50 to go. 54-21, Eagles. Wing left side, Whitney Jansen. Down low, they get a look and a bucket. That is Brielle Keekly. Her first two, 56-21, 3.5 minutes to play. Rushlow getting a screen from Daler. Daler peels to the basket, gets the pass, then finds Iverson right corner, a little bit short. Rebound for Brielle Keekly. 3:15 to play here in Eden Valley Watkins tonight. Right side, Merrill Keekly, guarded by Rushlow. Back for Merrill. Left side, Jayla Umana. Backdoor cut and all alone and bucket. That's back-to-back hoops for Brielle Keekly. Coach Pepping is going to use a timeout to instruct his young group. 3:02 to play. Eagles well in control, 58-21.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Well, we'll see what the Pioneers have planned out of the timeout here. They've got the ball in their hands on the offensive end with Iverson left side, high screen. But Iverson goes left, bucket, basket, and a foul. Iverson, nice move. And Decora gives her 5 points. And the foul called on Umana, her first. One shot for senior Decora Iverson. Faked right, went left. Went against the screen, and she makes the three-point play. Decora with a half a dozen tonight. 58-24, 2:20 to go. It looks like we're going to get one more look at the starting five for the Pioneers as Coach Pepping has them at the bench. Loose ball kicked away, picked up by Daler. In traffic, a foul is coming, and Emily, I believe, is going to go to the line. Yep, they're headed to that end. Daler will shoot. The foul called on McKenna Murley, her first. Ninth team foul. Four of the five starters will come in. Now Lindsay Wurz comes in for Murley. So Gertz, Skiba, Langer, and Strohmeyer back out there. Taylor awaits at the table. If Daler converts, she'll come in. Doesn't. Rebound, Umana. Here's the Eagles. Final 90 seconds about to tick off here in Eden Valley Watkins tonight. 58-24. We got a whistle. And that'll get Taylor into the ball game. The Pioneer foul will be whistled against Langer, number three on Rebecca. Only the third team foul of the half. As the inbounds comes near midcourt to Merrill Keekly for Umana. Right side for Brielle Keekly. Guarded by Taylor. 1 minute to play. Umana quickly left side for Merrill Keekly. Back for Umana. Now Brielle Keekly to Whitney Jansen. Backdoor. Umana under the hoop. Too far. Can't get a shot up. Finds a teammate, Whitney Jansen, who banks it in. Whitney Jansen scores two. 60-24. 40 seconds to play. Gertz looking inside for Skiba, pivots, fires one up and draws a foul. 30 seconds. See if Coach Pepping uses his last time out here and running time going with free throws. Two for Skiba. This game is going to end at the free throw line, I think. She missed the first. And we're under 10 seconds. So Skiba will shoot this free throw. Then you're going to hear the horn. She got it. Skiba rattled it in. The Eagles will make one more trip up court. And your final score tonight in Eden Valley Watkins, the Eagles 60, the Pioneers 25. Eagles 4-0, Piers 1-3. We begin the postgame.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline. And
maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, final score tonight from Eden Valley Watkins. The Eagles win 60-25. I am joined by Coach Pepping. And Coach, I guess the question that I ask is, what do you learn from this game? What do you want the girls to take out of this?
What it takes to, or what a state tournament team looks like. This is what we want to get to someday. Might not happen for a few years, but this is where we're going to aspire to be. I thought we did a decent job the first half.
First 8 minutes.
Yeah. We're in it. We're taking care of the ball pretty well, and then we seem to turn it over once, and then it leads to two or three, and it kind of snowballs. So I was proud of that. We kind of broke the press pretty well throughout the game, so I was proud of that. But they're a good team. They're good.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We knew it was going to be a very much uphill battle tonight to walk out of here with a victory. But in the half court, when you did get, like you said, handle the pressure, get it into the front court, a couple of possessions I think you had to be happy with. You just didn't get a lot of shots out of your half court.
Yeah, I told the girls to be patient, and we were patient at times.
But in the end, yeah, you still got to shoot.
You still got to and once they're up 10, 15, then they got you where you want, where they want you, and basically over. But, they're good, and we obviously need to get better.
Tomorrow night, Little Falls, good rivalry game in Morrison County. So a chance to put this one out of the mind of the girls in a hurry. Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, I told them probably the most winnable game that we have this week is tomorrow night. And hopefully
hopefully we can come out with some intensity. It's our third game, and they haven't played this week, so hopefully we can match their energy.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Rick.
Matt Pepping, coach of the Pioneers, 60-25. We'll give you the scoring totals after this.
If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Eagles win tonight, 60-25. Pioneer girls' last trip into this gym as a CMC opponent. Leading the way, Emma Schultz, 23, 12 for Olivia Keekley. They've been their two leading scorers all year. They are so again tonight and will be for the majority of this season. Both 1,000-point scorers, and they showed why tonight. After that, it's Hallie Jansen finishing with 6, and then 4 for Olivia Schlepper. Sawyer Keekley finishes with 4. Brielle Keekley gets 4. McKenna Murley with 3, 2 each for Merrill Keekley, and Whitney Jansen playing but not scoring for the Eagles were Lindsay Wurz and Jayla Umana. Eagles just 3 of 5 from the line. Not a lot of free throw attempts tonight. Not a lot of whistles tonight. This game moved along, that fact, and the fact that there was running time. Gets us out of the gym here relatively quickly. So the Eagles now 4-0, 2-0 within the Central Minnesota Conference. They are off until a week from tomorrow, the 14th of December, their next game. And they will face a pretty good Belgrade Brutinel Rosa team here in Eden Valley. Watkins, the next time the Eagles face the Pioneers, it'll be January 22nd back at the MAC in Pierce for the second game of the conference schedule. Pioneer scoring tonight, not a lot of it, just 25. That is a season low for the girls. They have 6 points each for Kylie Witoshek and Decora Iverson to lead the way. Emily Daler finishes with 5. And then after that, the Pioneers got just 8 points from their starting 5 tonight. 3 from Alyssa Gertz, 2 for Anna Taylor, 2 for Courtney Strohmeyer, 1 for Laura Skiba, nothing for Rebecca Langer. Playing but not scoring off the bench tonight were Amaya Rushlow and Emily Sedlowski. Everybody that dressed played tonight for both teams. Pierce made 3 of 11 from the free throw line. They've got the short turnaround. They're back in action tomorrow night in Little Falls, part of that girl-boy doubleheader. The girls will face the Flyers tomorrow night starting at 5:45. That's the varsity start time, 5:45. And then the boys will take over. They will get going at about 7:30 to complete the double dip. So final thoughts come here after this from Eden Valley.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2322. Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Eagles win 60-25 over Piers tonight. Coming up tomorrow, girl-boy doubleheader. Girls at 5:45, boys 7:30 against Little Falls. And then on Saturday, we'll have day two of the Paul Bunyan Wrestling Individual Tournament up in Brainerd. Action there, I'm told, begins around 10 a.m. The tournament actually begins Friday night, so that'll be the season opener for head coach Skip Toop. So plenty of action still to come this weekend. Doubleheader tomorrow here on You Are There Sports. And then we'll get a look at the wrestlers on Saturday. But tonight it was all Eagles, 60-25, your final score. They're 4-0. Pioneers now 1. We'll see you tomorrow night from Little Falls Community High School for two Pioneer wins.